presentation will be number 321, Jesus I Come, number 321.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here. I can speak to all of you. And for this past week, I'm getting more and more familiar with the friends here and the brothers and sisters. And it's a very good place here. I want to thank you for all of your kindness and smile and hug and shake hands. That's something we Chinese we lost these hugs when we are young or when we are getting older. People in Asia, they don't really do a lot of hugs, but actually everyone needs it. Tonight I really want to share my life story and with my journey with Christ in China. I have a presentation in the computer, so let me try to share with all of you. I like to use this topic. It produces much grain. Many people may wonder, how can I know Jesus? That's an interesting story. The couple in the picture, it's this couple from Abilene, Texas, Wilson come from Texas, right? I mean, you may have some people from that area. This couple, they come to China teaching English in college, in my college, at the 1999. They spent 1 year in China. And in that time, I like to study English. I make friends with them. So they invited me to their house to teach me English, and they gave me a New Testament, a Bible. It's bilingual, Chinese and English. It's not a very, the school had asked them, don't do the religion things with the student, it's on the contract. But obviously they have the courage. They cannot hold the gospel, they cannot hold by themselves. The man, the left picture, is it's only maybe 1 month ago. Ed, the man, he passed away last November 29th, which I couldn't get a chance to visit the U.S. So I will come to visit, I call her Mimi. This 6 months after the trip here. So, obituary. They said like this. They said I'm the honorary family member, Mark Zhuqiwu. So I feel very honored. And Ed, the old man, Ed, he has Be Christian since the age of 15, and for 50 years, he served as a song leader, Bible class teacher, elder, deacon, preacher, and missionary, which you love. When they are 70s, they come to China for a year. So, so I would like to encourage all of you, when you are preaching to people or your neighbors or maybe to Cuba. Are you going to Cuba next month? So when you're doing these things, the people will always remember you. It's changed their life. In Hebrews 13:7, when remember those who have spoken the word of God to you. That's God's commandment, I think. That's God's. So I've always remember them, I call them or send letters to them, and I tell them what's happening in my life, when I get married, or when I hope the doing the, my work, or when some people come to from China back to US to visit, I will ask them to send a small gift. So I think that's the most important things in my life. When I was in high school, that's the old picture of me, the left one. When I was about 17, 18, the left brother with jeans. The next one is when I was baptized, the young man. Us in a swimming pool in China. We don't have a lot of, you guys have a baptism here? We don't have that since common in China. When I was baptized by the old couple, they have a plastic, it's a plastic. They can store it. So, let me tell you more about my older self. I grew up in China, which our government don't like the Christianity, obviously. I will say it's a pagan culture. I never see a church building, any kind of church building or a Bible before I was 18. I never see it. I don't know travel a lot when I was young. It's maybe a 2 hours ride by a bus, that's a long distance for me. Anyway, think about the Bible when the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 6:5, decided, "For I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among the people of unclean lips." This word is kept in my mind many, many years. When business people in China, or even the teachers, or many people, they tell lies, they speak lies very easily. Or they speak dirty words, or they just treat others very badly. Like when people drive in China, they drive very crazily, and they horn, or they just, it's hard for them walking across the street or the cross. So many times I feel like I'm a man of unclean lips, and I'm living among the people of unclean lips. Actually, this is not only Chinese. Nowadays, you may understand American, Also, they have a lot of problems. Like, they have the homosexual, they are proud of it, and the young people walk on the street with the flags. I mean, a lot of other things. So, we are Christians, we need to have the sensitive in our heart. We need to be, keep our mouth clean, keep our mind, heart clean. And it's a dirty world. West, east, everywhere. So we need to have the sensitive. Otherwise, we're easily captured by Satan. Also, my father, my parents, they are farmers. They have 5 children. I'm the youngest. Even my birth, my family paid $450 to the government because of the one-child policy. So, they want the children give the glory to the family. They want the success, or they want a good college, get a good a job. And it's also, I feel like it's something cool too. So it's pretty much like in 1 John, chapter 2, 16, verse 16. For what God is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So people keep struggling with these things. That's Chinese or American or Indian or many people. If they don't know God, they just want fighting for themselves, or they want the success, or they want more of this, more of that. And so that's pretty much of my life too. Later, when I come to college, the old couple, they baptized me. I was thinking about what the future will be for myself. I want a different. I want to do something meaningful to make me, make God happy. So, when I go to church and I begin to know more American friends, Then they have a charity organizations. They are helping the orphans in China. So, I began to work with the children who have no parents since 2002. That's about 1 year after I left the college. That's my wife and I. We are managing the orphanage. That's one orphanage. And I think that's something God wanted me to do. In James 1:27, we need to help the children with no parents or widows, and we keep our heart away from the earthly. This is another orphanage we worked. It's a cold place, like Minnesota. Yeah, that's my wife, and we have the kids. The first one is in a warmer place in the south. So, we teach the children Bible or stories and give them the Bible. We try to play with the government. The officials of government, they keep telling us, you shouldn't have the religious influence or Bible to the students or the children, but we keep trying to in many other ways. Also, when the children grow up, they have people give the money or donate the clothing, shoes to them. That's make them spoil. So I think how to make the children be more independent or be more outgoing. So I organized bicycle trips with them for trips for 10 days or 8 days. We are sleeping on the ground in the church buildings, or in the villages with the old people together, this lady, and she's a leper in southern China, it's humid, the weather, some people still have a disease, and they get cured, but they still have the problem with the legs or hands. So we come to visit them, to fundraise for them, buy some eggs, buy some rice. So I do this for almost every summer for 5 or 6 years. This is the another picture with a group of the leprosies. The lady, she has a wood lamp, you see, it's a cheap wood. We hope them and we comfort them, we shake hands with them, hug them. We want them, some of them are believing in Christ, and we preach to them. The American, he also preached to them. I translated for this American man. And with another local translator, we have two translators, because they are local dialects. So we want to provide them some rice, also some spiritual food. And also on the trip, on the evening, we teach the children, the students, and even the volunteers, the Bible, ask them to listen to us. This is our preacher on the trip. He's an American man. He spent 20 years in China. Later, I was very sick after a long distance of trips. We sleep on the ground, and I'm the organizer. I organize the trips, and it's very tiring. On the way, there are so many people. We are all sleep on the ground. We have a few blankets. I need to take care of the younger students, the orphans. So I often give the blankets to the children, the young adults. I was exhausted. After the trip, I was still excited about the trip, and I talked to my friends, and I was also not I did not take care of my health, and I was feel uncomfortable in that time, but I still go to bed late, and so later I got a problem with my pancreas. Inflammation and making my it's getting very worse. I didn't buy the health insurance in that time. I feel like, oh, if you go to a big hospital, it's very costly, a lot of money. So I said, oh, I'm young, I should be okay. It's just like a catch a cold or something. But really, it's getting worse. So I have to go to the hospital later. And after 2 days, I was lost the conscious in the hospital. For 7 days, I was in a coma, and later, totally in 47 days in the ICU for two times, and total the treatment is 4 months. 4 months, so I survived. I will say in Romans 5:7, glory in translation. When I was suffering in the bed and lying on, I even couldn't talk. The doctors do a little surgery in my throat. So I pray in my side inside of my heart. I said, God, I like Jesus when he was going to the cross, he said, let your will be done. I said, God, I was painful, I feel very bad, but I said, it is your authority. I cannot ask you to change my will, but physically I want to be get back, but it is your way. So I don't bargain with God. Anyway, I get a lot of patience. This practice my patience very, very much. I can easily satisfy a lot. And also, you remember I have no insurance in no health insurance. So God really take care of me. God really take care of me. In Malachi 3:10, God will open the window for us from the heaven. Later, because I had hope in the orphans and hope in the leprosies, even the government sent to China television, this is a national television, they reported me about my work and about this young man doing good things but have no insurance, kind of, and local provincial TV or radio station or newspapers talk about me and my work. So in 2 weeks, the Christian communities and the also non-Christian community, they work together. They donated, they gave the money for $200,000 in 2 weeks. So it's really, and in this $200,000, they have the leprosies. They gave the total $1,000 for about 200, maybe 150 leprosies together with their two pennies. And the orphan, they go to the street to sell the cake from the local bakery shop. They gave the cake, and so the orphans also to help me with the medical. So I always later when I read the Bible again about the Psalms, when Psalms 41 talk about how God can take care of his children when he is very sick, and when he is doing some good things to their neighborhood, to other people, God will reward them in Psalms 41. I always like that song. It's really touched my heart. So when you guys go home, you can continually doing good things to your neighborhood, the communities. Maybe they are orphans, or maybe they are autistic kids, or maybe they are just lonely. I'm very happy. Yesterday when I go home, is it yesterday, right? Baking, make a lot of bread, the cookie, the cake. I like it very much, and I know she's doing this for what's her art. I like Mary's birthday cakes and other senior citizens. That's something we can do to show our face. So, in 4 months, I spent about $100,000 for the medical bill. And the rest we send it to another charity foundation in China, who is also helping the young people. They may have the similar situation like me. So I get a lot of help, and the brother and sister all one world prayed for me hour by hour, or in 24 hours each day. And people come to visit me, so I feel like I was very blessed. I was very tired by God. So when I get out from the hospital, I began to more active and preach and preach the good news, because that's my good news too, my salvation. So I began to more active with the local congregations. The first one is in my home city. They have about 15 to 25 people meeting together. The second, the white, this side is a local countryside church. I mean, they invited me to there and I preach. they are kind of denominational, but I still like to encourage them. And also, I get a chance to visit like Singapore, India, Hong Kong, as I can speak some English, so I would like to go there and try to find new saying. It's I would like people to preach. I always want to find an opportunity to talk to people to encourage them to teach or to share the good news. And also in the countryside of my community, I go to visit a lot of kids. There are other kids from the primary school or the countryside. When I go to India, I buy a little doll. I will say this is Queen Esther. I use the doll to tell the children about the Burberry King, the Burberry Queen of Esther, and her story with the Portia King and the story. These children are minorities in China. They're minorities. So I said the Queen Esther, she's a Jew and she's a minority. So, but she's Burberry and she saved the whole group of people. So you guys can be learned from the Queen Esther. That's the things I did in the past. Before I come to China, I did this a lot. And also sure, and I work with Wilson and Copeland and Rick Lanning. We're doing some translation. I'm doing translation for him, and we go to visit a small group or a big group. The first one with the cross is a garment church, but it could be dangerous. But we just go there with our knowledge. We think it should be okay, and then we go there and preach to them. The second one we go to is a Nikenjin. It's in a young couple's bedroom. They are living in a city with a very tiny flat or apartment. They have only one room and one kitchen and one restroom. So they are teaching them the gospel in their living room, and I'm translating for them. So that's very different situations, compared to US. But we are very active on this. That's the one time when the girl got baptized in a hotel bathtub. And the second one is when I was baptized the two in a hotel swimming, a big swimming pool. That's what happened in the past August. So when we go to teach people, we baptize them, Matthew 28:19, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's kind of simple, right? Go and teach them and baptize them. But we need to do it. We need to keep doing. So when we're doing this, we build our foundation, our life's foundation. When we're doing this activity, we can focus on Jesus. We can focus the eternal life. We can easily forgive others. We can easily to go to say hello to others. We can easily to forgive and comfort others. And then we will not focus on what our need, what our desire. Recently, in the Florida College, a a speaker said, today is me society. But really, when you always think about me, you will easily feel unhappy. Your life will eventually be sad. If we try to think more about Jesus, what he had sacrificed for us, count our blessings, we can get more satisfied. So, I would like to encourage you with my experience. I did a surgery in my two sides of the waist, and a lot of I was doing some cut. So I feel like I'm the old man crucified with Christ. Christ living in the new man. In Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. When the greatest preacher Paul, when he writes this, Paul was doing the same things. He's traveling many places. He's encountering people, and people beating him or put him in the jail or almost have a lot of suffering. But he was always joyful. He always wanted to share the gospel to people, and so that's something each one of us, we need to remember our old self, our me self, need to crucify, need to die, and we have a new life. We have an eternal life. We have a living water in our heart. So, Gospel of John, in the Gospel of John, side 12:25, the man who lives his life will lose it, where the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. I still, this is my first time come to visit the U.S., now I get more and more understand when the old couple from Abilene, Texas, when they are 70 years old, they come to China. That's hard, I think. It's a long flight, and they're living a very special, different culture, and that's just amazing. For 1 year, they spend there. So I'm sure they are also. It's kind of they leave the comfortable territory and they go to a little, it's harder place. So each of us, every one of us need to think about it, and occasionally we need a little bit give up our comfortable territory. We go to visit our neighbors or doing something to glorify God, to preach to the people we may don't feel comfortable with. Like Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman. He's a big master. And talked to the ladies in the noontime. It's very hot. And they all need water. And it's the Jewish culture. And how to say, Jews and Samaritans don't talk. And the woman have a bad background. And Jesus just talked to her. And Jesus have mercy in the heart. Jesus want her saved, the souls. So, each of us, I challenge all of you to preach to the people around you. And so, in 2 Timothy 4:7-8, chapter 4:7-8, I have fought a good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, now there is in the store for me the crown of the righteousness. So this is for each of us. To Brad, let's say Mary, and
Yeah, Wilson and Betty, and yeah, for all of you, you this Mary again, and when we fight the good fight, when we go to reach out to people to give to tell them the gospel, even our comfortable small territory to go out for doing something, make God happy, and your life will be changing. Your life will be more joy, more happy, more holy. I mean, I just want if you guys have not followed Jesus, you need to follow Jesus today. If you had followed, you follow closely, tightly, and that's what I want to share with all of you. Thank you very much.
Stand and sing, please.
Out of my body.